some lawnmowers have attachments that pick up the grass, and that way you don't have the grass laying all over the yard. Oh, that's about all I can think of. That's nice.
Okay. What kind of tool would you use to break up the ground if you were going to plant a garden?
A hoe, a shovel, pitchfork.
Okay. Anything else that it
pushes? A rake.
You push it and blades break up the ground?
Oh, the electric job. Tiller.
Okay. Now, if you were working in the garden and kneeling down, what kind of little tool would you use?
Small little hand shovel.
Okay. What you call it, hand trowel?
Yes.
Okay. How about a little tool that has three prongs on it that you have to kneel down to use?
I don't have any idea. What's that called?
Would you call it a hand fork?
Okay, that's good.
Okay, now, what kind of rake would you use to get the leaves up in the fall?
A yard broom.
Okay.
Only I call it a rake, and my husband says, it's not a rake, it's a yard broom. So I tell him, well, I've always called it a rake.
Okay, what's the other kind called then? The one that you would use
in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
A rake.
Okay.
I mean, well, I got to get so technical about it. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. If you had hedges, how would you keep them looking neat?
With hedge clippers or electric hedge clippers.
Okay. And if a pretty good sized tree blew down, what would a man use to cut it up with?
A saw or a chainsaw, electric chainsaw.
Okay. Can you name and describe some many kinds of meat from cattle?
Oh, like sirloin.
And where it comes from, yeah.
Oh, I don't have any idea where it comes from.
Well, then just...
But sirloin, T-bone steaks. Start with what I like the most first. roast, shoulder roast, rump roast, and English broil, London broil is what it's called. Short ribs, tripe, which is part of the stomach, the ribs off of the cow, brisket meat, round steak, round roast, hamburger, ground chuck, or ground round, or just plain old regular hamburger meat, ribeyes, New York strip steaks.
Do you know where any of these?
Don't have any idea where they come from.
Okay. Okay, what about?
I would assume a shoulder roast comes from the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
From the name, but other than that, no, I don't.
Okay. What about cuts of pork?
Pork chops, backbone, tenderloins, pork roast, Boston butts, pickled pig feet. Never have eaten any, but I understand that the tails and the ears and the snouts are edible.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't eaten it.
Okay. What about some different types of ham? Different varieties
of ham?
Cooking ham, yeah.
Well, you have a fresh ham, and then you have a smoked ham.
Mm-hmm.
You have a ham that's already pre-cooked, or something's done to it. Some of them have water added to them. Some of them don't. The ones that don't are much better.
Mm-hmm.
You have less shrinkage. You get more for your money. And not only that, they taste better, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about cuts of lamb?
All I know about lamb are lamb chops.
Okay. Now, what about different kinds of chicken and the different kinds that would be needed to fix it in different ways?
Fix it in different ways.
Yeah.
Like frying chicken or baking chicken.